Now, thousands of local newspapers have shut down over the last decade, and many places the void they've left has been filled by a network of what appear to be traditional local news sites, but are actually pay-for-play operations funded by things like political campaigns and business people. That's according to an investigation from the New York Times, which found examples of these sites in all 50 states, plus plans to drastically expand their operations in the near future. Davey Alba is a technology reporter covering online disinformation and its global effects for the New York Times. Davey, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you investigated this nationwide network of online news sites that look like, you know, a traditional local news outlet, but they're different. What kind of things might people be surprised to learn?
Yeah. So I want to note that this isn't just any kind of local news network of websites. There are actually 1,300 of them, or 1,300, that's right. And that's an enormous scale. You know, the local news chain that we know of that has the highest number of outlets is Gannett, and that's 600 outlets. So this is 1,300 websites, and it's covering the entire U.S. in all 50 states. And what makes it different is that we have uncovered through many months of investigation that this network is actually a pay-to-play network. So we've traced public documentation of candidates, mostly Republican candidates, who have paid for this operation to exist, you know, provided funding, and seen also on the back end of the articles that are published on these sites that they are ordered up by Republican operatives and corporate PR firms. So this is essentially a propaganda network, and that is what is very different from a regular local news site, regular local news network, and what we found here.
Now, if somebody is reading one of these things in their hometown, let's just call it Hometown Wisconsin, and they might see a thing called the Hometown Gazette or something, what does it look like to them? Do they see an indication that this is a paid site with a particular leaning?
Absolutely not. In fact, if you go into the about pages of many of these sites, the sites actually go out of their way to say that they are unbiased and, you know, very fair in their coverage. But at the same time that they have these notices on their website, we have seen internal emails that show that, you know, assigning editors would email the freelance writers that they have employed and say that they should not focus any of their articles on a Democratic lawmaker or a Democratic bill because their clients are conservative. So, you know, when you go to one of these sites, you'll see that they're blanketed with a lot of political coverage, and spend any amount of time on them, any significant amount of time on them, and you'll see that most of the coverage is very positive towards Republicans and very negative towards Democrats, if there is coverage of Democrats at all.
You talked to some of the freelance journalists who had been paid to write for some of these sites. What did they say about how this worked and how they were utilized as journalists?
They did not have a full picture of what was even going on. So to them, they were employed as freelancers doing local news assignments for newspapers all around the country. And they were, you know, doing the job of a local news journalist. And the thing that's obscured to them is that the clients were actually ordering up these articles, and in many cases that we've seen, writing very detailed instructions about who to interview and, you know, what questions to ask. They don't know that those clients are actually conservative operatives in a lot of cases. And, you know, we've spoken to writers who actually started turning down assignments because they caught wind that it felt so one-sided. But, you know, on the whole, they think they're just local news reporters. It's a much more nefarious thing in reality than they're led to believe.
Talking to Davey Alba, technology reporter at the New York Times, about a web of what appear to be local news websites, filling gaps in many cases left by the absence of local news outlets, including Wisconsin. I think there were 24 here in the state. One example was stories related to the Jacob Blake shooting and the aftermath of that from what appeared to be a local Kenosha site. What did we see there?
Yeah, if you actually go to KenoshaReporter.com, you'll see examples of how this all works. A lot of these sites tend to just be seated and then lie in wait until something local happens and it's a hot button issue. And then they fire up and they publish articles with a certain slant. So you'll see on KenoshaReporter.com that the website has published articles that are critical of Jacob Blake, the unarmed Black man who was shot by a police officer, and talking about his criminality and how protesters, protesting his shooting are criminal. At the same time, these websites are pushing themselves to be objective and fair. So it's a real problem. It's a real problem, especially because local news is on the decline. We've spoken to experts who have said that 2,100 papers, most of them local newspapers, have shut down in the past decade or so. And what's filling in for them are these very partisan news sites that is rushing in. And in a lot of cases, the motives of these sites are not clearly disclosed. So that's a very troubling thing. It should concern all of us.
And you went looking for equivalent sites on the left or liberal sites. You found some. What did you see when it came to the scale?
We found some. There's the Courier News Network, which is backed by a liberal PAC. And some other examples, both on the right and the left. But the thing that stands out about this network is that it is huge. I can't overstate that enough. It's 1,300 websites. Most of the other networks that we found are a handful, so sometimes in the dozens of sites. And this website, this network of websites, really stands out for its scope and its ambitions and what it hopes to be. The founder of, or the person who's in charge of the websites, essentially running all of them, is a man named Brian Timponi, who is from Illinois. And he has stated in other interviews, he never talked to us, but he stated in other interviews that he plans to roll out 15,000 more websites in the next few months, the next year or so. 34 that started in Illinois to years later, 1,300 to 15,000. That is something that really can't be glossed over. It's an important issue.
Davey, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Davey Alba is a technology reporter covering online disinformation and its global effects for the New York Times. She talked with us about her investigation into a network of pay-for-play news sites that are taking the place of local newspapers around the country here in Wisconsin. You can find a link to the investigation she worked on at WPR.org/Central Time.